Good morning. It is 7:24 on Friday, June 26, 2026, here on it is a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Put this away. Hope I don't bump it again. I was peeved yesterday when I got back and realized that the recording had stopped. And I was unable to share with you the misery of walking in the rain. That was actually not terrible. My hoodie got soaked, but I wasn't like dripping when I got back inside. I was just wet. I didn't have to worry about the sun, that's for sure. Sun is up, it's hot this morning. So the air temp is low enough that it's not killing me. It's like 55, 56. So I spent yesterday morning, once I got home and dried off, continuing my quest to leave the Euclid galaxy, the starter galaxy, in No Man's Sky. And I've been chipping away at it for a couple of days. It's a long, long trek from the galaxy's edge to the center, where you can then jump to a new galaxy. Good morning. Honestly, I'm not sure what the value of it is. Really, I don't quite get it. There are 255 galaxies currently visitable. Apparently there are 257, two of which are inaccessible from, at least by players in the game. But the next galaxy, Hilbert, is not terribly different than the one I just left. Different from the one I just left. And there aren't anything's different to do here. Just more of the same in a different galaxy. Which is an interesting dynamic in terms of interesting mechanic for a game. Where I still have these goals, these missions, these quests that don't want to end. They just, oh yeah, do it again. Oh yeah, do it again. Yeah, that was fun. Do it again. And I don't know if they do ever end. I've tried looking up the answers and got, well, yes, or sort of maybe the answers. I don't really know if they're really an answer. In theory, the Atlas quest ends in theory, I suppose, if I get to Galaxy 255. A stultifyingly long process. Maybe. I don't know. Some of the galaxies are not the same as this. Apparently there are different flavors depending on which one you wind up in. I'm not sure what drives the flavors, probably some sort of seed variation. Morning. Oh, that fresh shade feels good. Got the sun off my back. So I've staked out a paradise planet, and I'm building a base so I can jump back and forth between the two galaxies now. Started moving my freighter around a little bit, trying to pick up some points for exploration. Not really looking for anything in particular, although finding some different shaped ships would be fun. I need to build a bigger freighter. I've apparently reached pretty much the limit on my exosuit. But my hauler is lagging. My freighter is almost full of crap. I don't know what to do with it because my storage area is almost full of crap. I think there's a dog there somewhere. Good morning. And good morning to you too, sir. Nice lady walking her dog. Nice little dog it is. So, I talked a little bit about finishing off Shepherd. I don't know if that was yesterday or the last 2 days, I don't remember. Shepherd is Shepherd Security, Robert M. Kearns. A fantastic series. It's definitely space opera in the spirit of horse opera. And was a terribly amusing, wonderfully engaging series. And I went back to finishing off Old Man's War, Old Man's Comeback. And I'm afraid it suffered somewhat by comparison. Still keeps me reading. But I can put the book down after breakfast and go back to whatever I was doing without a whole lot of struggle. Something that was not true of Shepherd Security Service. I I still need to find new authors that I haven't read before. Kearns has a whole catalog. I don't know why he has not crossed my desk before this. He has a catalog. This is somebody I haven't read in a long time. It's Glenn Stewart. I noticed that Glenn has just cranked out so much more since the last time I read him, like 4 years ago. I think there's a couple of Hand of Mars books, and there might be a Duchy of Terror book. I'm looking forward to the next Portal to Terra Nova book, the next Handyman book. The next Soldier's Life book. And what I've got waiting in the wings is the next Wandering Inn. I've purchased Wandering Inn yet. I'm sort of waiting for a Double Points day. Good morning. Come on up on it, say it with me. Wrong post. Person walking with, look like ankle weights. My weight is plenty, thanks. Although I have, on occasion, considered the idea of a rucksack. Which is basically a compact backpack built for specific weights. So like 10 pound, 20 pound, 30 pound. You put it in the frame and then walk with it. Backpack with a few 2-liter bottles of water in the back would do the same. Water is heavy. Also wet, which I'm sure comes as no surprise either of those two facts. And then there's Roger Dodger. No dogs. Lady Weedy Riding. Tell which of the fountain grasses get water. But yeah, Roger is from that aspect, No Man's Sky is perfect. It's the perfect game for me right now because it's putting my mind on idle. Hell is this? Track team. Morning. Morning. Speaking of rucksacks, those first two people had camelbacks. They're water tanks that hang on your back and present a tube for you to stay hydrated. Oh, speaking of which, the last guy was Dragon. He was definitely not part of the program. Nice cool breeze. I'm letting it circulate underneath my hoodie a little bit. Whee! That's chilly. So yeah, No Man's Sky with its sort of repetitive cycle, short, very short repetitive cycle. I've got a couple billion credits, units, I guess, the easy money. I got a couple billion. A freighter costs maybe 200 million. So I've got a ridiculous amount of cash. I have a substantially smaller amount of the next tier. The nanite clusters, but only because I haven't felt like farming them. I have enough. Makes them like 125. If I came across a good ship, I could boost it. I have five ships in my normal rotation right at the moment, out of a possible 12. And I have five or six more in cold storage. One of which I'm really unhappy with. I'm probably just going to salvage it, see if I can recover the core. I made a hauler, and gave it some. There was a pair of interesting wings, so I put the wings on that hauler. They are hauler wings. I mean, it's not like every class of ship has its own set of parts. So if you want to build a freighter, you have to have freighter. If you want to build a hauler, you have to have hauler parts. As far as I know, you can't build a freighter. You have to find the freighter in the wild and buy it or capture it. And I got my S-class freighter. I need to improve it a little bit more. But it requires special things to make that happen. Cargo bulkheads specifically. Jesus, I bet you're popular. Trash guy emptying a dumpster. It is a weekday. I suspect most people are up by now. Am I still recording? Yes, I am. All right. Walking along a field, there's lots of little sparkling diamonds. Water droplets left over from yesterday's rain and a certain amount of dew condensing on the blades of grass. This rye is looking like it's ready to pop. So is the rye in my yard. So yeah, Roger. Let this guy get out of here. Willow sisters lurking in the shade this morning. I'm sure that robin is just singing his little heart out there this morning. There he goes. Wonderful. He's just flown across the street up onto the peak of the roof over there. Yeah, he's still going. Come on, get out of my way. I hear sparrows. I hear grackles. I hear doves. Somebody must be walking on a sidewalk in front of the house, or a dog has to bark. Anyway, yeah, Roger. Roger, Roger, Roger. I think the time has almost come that No Man's Sky will get the settlement updates, send out some new freighter missions. Frigate missions. And then we'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens. But anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. It's a 3-day, so the day after it isn't. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.